Not me, not Hermione. Hi, I'm Neha.
Hi, I'm Afreen.
Welcome to Dramione Diaries.
Hello.
Hi,
happy 2025.
Happy 2025. This is, wait.
It's been a hot minute.
I know, we forgot to do our full intro.
Oh, that's okay.
This is a podcast where we read and react to Draco and Hermione fan fiction.
In this episode, we are finally kicking off the new year with
Manacled
by Sanlin Yu.
Our mother.
A
iconic.
Yeah, like a legend of fics. A monument.
Nothing will compare to how I will feel when I read Manacled and after. This is my first one.
I know. I wish I was you. Actually, I don't know if I do wish that because I think, imagine I didn't keep reading Dramione after that.
This is probably the most popular, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think like this is one that Dramione readers love and non-Dramione readers love. Like it really is like a legend among stories, I think, in the fanfic world.
There's like the story is like a story within a story, and it's so interwoven and it's so like detailed, and it's gut-wrenching, and
the writing is impeccable.
It's so good, and I think it's really hard and rough, and you are like, I feel like I went through a battle every time I read it.
Yeah, and it's not for everybody.
But
I kind of feel like it should be. Like, I think even if you think you can't handle it,
you're like, get over your triggers.
Just
it's fine.
Read it.
Please.
Because it's worth the pain. Okay. I'm not going to say all that. Sorry, that was insensitive.
Yeah, speaking of insensitive, trigger warning.
Yeah, big.
Huge trigger warning, guys. This fic and our podcast episode will talk about rape, violence, non-con, gore, more violence, war, etc.
Unfortunately.
Hate it. Yeah. So if any of those words trigger you or those topics or ideas, this is not for you. And that's okay. Go read Draco Malfoy and the Mortifying Ordeal of Being Love.
Or any of our previous fics that we've covered in previous episodes.
Yeah, minus the auction.
I feel like it's a similar theme. Yeah. But this is just times 100 million.
Also, Afreen and I are just two girlies who love to laugh and make jokes. And I just want to preface that we understand the like depth and gravity of like
these themes.
Yeah. But we are also like our cortisol levels are so high reading this fic and like re-diving into it that like it's like partly our coping mechanism.
Yeah. And we don't want our episode to be like
dreary
doom and gloom. Like we're gonna just cope our way through this fic and this episode by like,
at the end of the day, it's fan fiction and we're just two Harry Potter / Hermione fans. And so if you not only like hate these themes, but also would hate us like talking, like making light in some situations or trying to find like
the humor.
Then this,
we'll catch you in the next one.
This episode isn't for you. And
that's okay. But we're just vibing.
We love you and take care of yourselves.
Basically, it's being rewritten into an actual novel
called Alchemized, which is available September 30th.
You can pre-order it, and I pre-ordered it because I guess there's like special illustrations.
I just don't know where I'll be.
Cost me $40.
I'll support her. I'll pay her bills.
No, seriously, she deserves it. I love so many fanfics, but I've never loved a fanfic like I love this one.
You love it a lot more than I do.
This one still is it for me.
Yeah.
And every year I think about just like breaking my heart over and over. Like I don't know why, but at the beginning of each year, I end up reading Manacled. It's always like a January or February.
I do feel like we'll get into this, but it is kind of, for me, like a really authentic depiction of like what happens when like two like people who despise each other and like are like in a middle of a war and like who like have to be forced proximity and stuff, like how they would fall in love in these like dire situations. Like I do feel like the love story is like believable.
It seems really accurate. Like it, like,
yeah. And at the same time, unrealistic with like, and some parts of it, but I think it's still like we're in it, you know?
Yeah, I think at the it's first like a story about war and how horrible war is, but then it's like a Dramione love story.
Yeah.
And that's crazy that she captured both of those things into one thing. So Neha, it's been many a moon. Just kidding, it's been a month. But if you could have used any magical element or thing from the Harry Potter universe this past month, what would it be and why?
So you know that I went to the UK to visit my husband's family and to visit the lovely country. And the lovely country hates me. Every time I go there, I get deathly ill. I was so ill this time. I threw up and everything, and I had to cancel my Scotland trip.
Oh, no. You couldn't go to Hogwarts?
No, I couldn't go to the Isle of Scotland and visit Draco in his bookstore.
Buy the book Draco from episode 11.
Yeah, so I would have loved a pepper up potion, like for sure. Z's like needed that.
Yeah.
But I got better like the second week, and I like forced my husband to wake up at like the crack of dawn and put a full beat of makeup to go to King's Cross and take pictures.
Nice. That'll do it.
Platform 9 3/4. We did it, and he did it with me too. Aww. So cute. And we went to the Harry Potter store, and then I went there twice, and I spent like $300.
Whoa.
And I also went to the Mina Lima store, which is the like they are the like any type of art that you see in Harry Potter films, like they make it.
Oh. No so, way.
Yeah, I went to their store and I purchased like these prints and stuff, and they only make a finite amount. So it's like,
wow, yeah. I've never known about any of this.
Yeah, so I had to like wait in line.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was a lovely, I'm so glad I was able to be well enough to do those things in London, because I love London.
Love London.
Yeah. But anyways, I would really desperately needed a pepper up potion.
You needed several pepper ups.
Yeah. What about you offering?
I think if we're talking potions, there's several potions in this fic. I had left for India. I was in India for like 3 weeks. I think I would have loved a nutrition potion one, because I was really bad at taking my multivitamins and I was tired all the time, and on the jet lag was killing me. I could have used that acclimatizing
yeah,
how do I say this word?
acclimatizing
potion.
Goes to India, comes back,
and I can't pronouncing say everything English words. Sorry. But now that I think about it, I'm like, if I was taking this acclimatizing potion and I was just having severe withdrawals, wouldn't that just be worse than my jet lag? Like, I feel like I'm cured now.
Okay.
Yeah. But nutrition potion.
Yeah. Some like Mertlap essence to protect your skin from the sun.
No, can I have like a hydration spell, because I was on so many planes.
Oh yeah.
And I was dry AF. But I made it through and I had a fantastic time. Okay, shall we dive in?
We shall. Okay. So offering, like, I remember you were telling me the premise of this, and it's like she was inspired by The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
And I love The Handmaid's Tale. Like the show. And so
I've only seen a few episodes of the show, but I vividly remember reading that book.
Yeah, it's a thriller.
Yeah, I also recently read her like follow up of like
the trials and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's like that regime is still standing, but this is like several years later, and it's like Offred's tapes or something like that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And how was that? Was it good?
It was actually really good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Margaret
I would
Atwood.
Recommend.
She's that girl.
Yeah, she is a genius. And I feel like, I do think that Sunlin Yu captured like a very similar vibe without it feeling like we were reading something that was just like The Handmaid's Tale.
A rewrite
Tale.
Of The Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. I will say, what were you saying before about how like, because obviously this is like the most, in my opinion, like the most popular fan fiction in the Dramione like fandom. And it's going to be, we're going to get a lot of content on like TikTok and like Instagram and like, like that, like either like people are really into it or people just hate that.
Yeah. Oh my God. I think some of the hate that we get on our TikTok is like funny because Manigold is so widely known. I remember seeing a TikTok the other day that was like, everything I know about Manigold is against my will. I will never understand the Dramione fandom. And if I have to see an AI image of Hermione Granger in the Handmaid's Tale uniform one more time, I'm going to lose my shit. And I'm really sorry. I don't like those AI images either.
Like, no, I don't like them either.
Those are a little disturbing, but the fan art is still amazing.
The fan art is amazing. I also do think that sometimes like the edits on that are like real edits on TikTok, like those are really good.
Yeah. The Tumblr GIF sets, they're pretty good. So we're going to go in order of the fic, not chronological order.
Yeah, when I first read this, I read it how she wrote it.
Yeah.
And then you told me
You should.
Yeah. And then you told me that you read it flashbacks first. And I tried to do that and it like destroyed me way more. Like I was way more sad. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think because like the first part is so like
jarring,
horrific.
Yeah.
That you just like can't wait to get to the flashbacks. Yeah. And then like,
for a reread. But yeah. Do you remember the first time reading it and you're like, what is going on? And everybody who's read it is like, just wait until you get to the flashback.
Do you remember me texting you and being like,
and I was like,
what did you make me read?
I was on like my little high and mighty chair being like, just get to the flashbacks. But every time I reread this, I'm like, wow, it seems like an age has passed. Like when you get to the flashbacks, you're like still so shook, even though you've read the fic already.
Yeah,
so shook from the first half.
Yeah, I also think like it's still such a good story. Like she's such a good writer and a good story because like things keep happening that you're like, okay, I'm still in it. But shall we just get into it like right away?
Yes, basically everything's dark.
It's so dark.
And really dark.
I was like, not.
You're just like confused what's going on, and it's like Hermione's used to the dark and small spaces, and basically you're wondering as a reader what's going on, and she's in a cell. Mm-hmm. That's all you know. And somebody, I think when the door finally opens, she has no idea how long she's been in there.
And like the light is like, she's so used to like the dark and like no sound. Like she can't even speak because she's in silencio, that like the little crack of light is like searing.
Yeah,
into
like
her
it's
eyes.
Physically painful.
Yeah.
And blinding. And
Umbridge takes her out.
Yeah, what a horrendous like start to the story that the first person you see is Umbridge. Like
you're
like,
I'm so glad to be
existence.
Out of prison. Fuck, never mind.
Yeah, like put me back. Just kidding. You're just like, oh great, like it's not gonna be pretty.
Yeah, so Hermione's been like in this cell, no sound, no light, can't speak. For 16
yeah,
months.
Yeah, you find out that's so long. It's a year and a half.
And like before I was like so, like we'll get into it later, but I get really frustrated with like her like agoraphobia and like panic attacks and like all of those things, and the way that her, like she kind of freaks out and her mind is like spazzy. But like honestly, she's so strong to be able to.
Yeah, imagine you were just in a box.
For 16 months.
Yeah, and like, you like learned that she's been getting randomized meals. Yeah, also when Umbridge finds her, she's like, oh, she's still alive?
Yeah.
That's so icky.
So basically, from what I know of stalking Senlanyu's Tumblr, is that Umbridge had like a horrible grudge ever since the centaur thing that Hermione did. So she just wanted to like lock her up in prison and like let her die, basically.
Yeah, basically. And she was just like hoping that she would disappear. Basically, she's been the warden of this prison. And you find out that this is Hogwarts. But also, like, Hermione was, like, it says right in, like, those first couple of paragraphs, like, apparently the cell had never had, like, an audacious prisoner or anything before Hermione because there's not even any scratches on the walls. Like, it's just the stone walls. Like, so there's no way to mark how much time has gone by. Like, nothing. So she's just.
But
been,
even if she did mark it, she'd just have to, like, feel for it to see and, like, count that way.
Yeah, she couldn't see anything.
No.
But, yeah. And then also, like, it's so. If I got thrown somewhere, like, nowhere would it occur to me to start, like, reciting math problems or, like, you know, she's
arithmancy,
been,
transfiguration. Working out, like,
working out is crazy. Yeah. Nowhere. That would not be my first choice. Oh my God. That would just let the darkness take me.
At least there's a chamber pot.
I know. ew. And how does she wipe?
I just know that when she's coming out, she's like so stinky.
She's like, yeah. Well, I guess they kept the cell clean, so I'm assuming they just like did cleaning.
Scourgified her.
Yeah, scourgified her. I almost said Turgio. I think it's also a cleaning.
That is a cleaning one too, right?
Wow, I'm so good at these.
We're so bad at spelling. Locomotor.
But yeah, so basically like Umbridge is here. She has way too much power, this psycho bitch. But yeah.
The toad looking ass.
Yeah, I fucking hate her. And I hate that like she's like all up in Hermione's face. And she's like shocked that she's still alive. She's like, okay, let's take her to Voldemort or something.
I think she takes, doesn't she take her to Stroud first or Voldemort?
I think she sees a healer first.
Yeah, she sees a healer about her mind. And then she's also been like immobilized and crucioed still by Umbridge. Like it's just not looking great for her.
She crucios her for a while.
Yeah, and then when she speaks, like her voice is so crackly.
Yeah.
Oh, and it hurts.
Because it's been so long. Yeah.
And then Voldemort sees her and basically she has some mental fugues.
Yeah, because she gathers that he is looking for some information. I don't know if she even remembers like what he looked like. I think she does. Basically, the last time she even remembers is like the Battle of Hogwarts, and she saw all of her friends killed,
being strewn up on the astronomy tower. That's the last thing she remembers.
Yeah,
is like,
and all the death.
Yeah, and then it's black for her.
Yeah, and so she like he's looking for something. His legitimacy is obviously so painful, and
everything. He's like, why can't I access these memories? He's like banging in her mind, and her mind is just not letting up.
Yeah, and so they get like a mind healer in. And Stroud.
Yeah.
You get a little vindication. Like, I'm so excited that he wants to, like, rip Umbridge's knuckles off.
Yeah.
Because apparently that's her favorite punishment. Ew.
I hate that.
And then you also see Snape. And I was, this was so sad for me because, like, you see her seeing Snape being, and she remembers that he was a double agent in the war. And she's like, he was my friend.
Yeah.
And obviously Snape is like, Voldy's side right now, snaping away. And that's when you hear about the breed, like, what do they call it? The repopulation efforts.
Yeah, which is where the Handmaid's Tale effect kind of comes in to play.
Yeah.
And basically, like, Healer Stroud is like, oh, if she's pregnant, like, the magical, like, signature of the baby can, like, protect the brain and, like, make it. So that like mental fugues go away, essentially, right?
The breeding program is Healer Stroud's, and I guess this other mind healer who's like shaking in his boots is like, yeah, you might have some chance of unlocking. Basically, there's like, I think she sees a scan of her brain, like a little diagnostic of her brain, and it's covered in like tiny little like
circular
like lights that thing. It's just inaccessible memories.
Yeah.
So that's what they're trying to unlock, and she doesn't know why Voldemort's so interested in her. She has no idea why.
I mean, like, she's the last order member and probably has so much information.
Yeah.
And also the fact that like her mind is protecting something, like Voldemort wants to know so
obviously.
Bad.
Obviously. Yeah. But it's just like, why now? Also, my thing is like, so Umbridge locked her away and was hoping she'd die. But it's like, how did nobody else remember her?
So this is what I think is that because she, like, to us, she's like, it's like a golden trio, right?
Yeah.
But like, remember in this story, like she distances herself.
Yeah.
Becomes a healer. No one really knows about her.
True.
And like half of them think that she's died until like Snape, you know, said, oh no, like.
No, Montague said. You find out later that Montague is the one that brought her.
But initially when like Draco picked her.
Oh, yeah. Snape was like, oh, she's become a healer.
Yeah, because they're like, how come like they keep recuperating like their losses or whatever?
Yeah, true.
And so I think she's not as like in our mind, like the golden trio essential where everyone would like remember her.
Because
she's not with Harry and Ron. You know, it's like Harry, Ron, and Ginny.
Yeah, true.
So I think she's just not as important as we think so. In so I think war. She's able to like slip through the cracks, and Umbridge is just like, oh my God, here's that bitch who took me to the centaurs. Like,
and
I'm gonna.
Her personal vendetta. I'm also a little shocked at Umbridge. Like, obviously it works out for the story, but I would think she would be even more vindictive than just like, obviously it was really a horrible punishment, but locking Hermione up, like, I'm surprised she didn't like go like full force with like torturing her like every day, and like she let her be forgotten. And like,
yeah, I think she probably had other things to do with Voldemort
being, or like, also like she wanted, like she got like some sick fascination out of like, oh look, the golden girl who like beat me, quote unquote, like, yeah, is forgotten and is actually nothing, and like nobody's thought about her, ooh, in so long, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good
anyways
point.
Yeah, so Snape comes in, Voldemort's initially like, let's get rid of you for the breeding program.
Yeah, because basically, what? Like the father needs to be a legitimate so that, yeah, he can access her memories better.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
Ew.
I hate Snape. Any yeah, AI of Snape and Emma Watson as well. Like, I hate it. Snape and Hermione, I'm not about it.
No, Miami.
No.
It's not for me. I'm sorry.
Not for me. I'm really sorry. If that is what you like, I love that for you. Yeah. For me and Afrin,
it's not for me. Anyways, basically then Snape is the one who's like, well, I have to go to Romania. And then that's when Voldemort is like, yeah.
But the High Reeve is a really good
legitimate. Isn't he a really good legitimate? Like, send her to him. And it's sad because you learn that like Hermione, like this healer, basically Healer Stroud is like the one spearheading this program. Just a fucking mad scientist. And that's why we have bioethics as a...
because of Stroud.
As a, yeah, branch of medicine. But yeah, so they take her back to Hogwarts and yeah, she sees some of her...
familiar faces. Yeah, like Angelina's just like... oh, you were right. And Hermione's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
And she's missing several fingers. And she sees Hannah Abbott, who's missing an eye.
I know.
And poor Hannah, I felt so bad when it was like, she said sorry and like covered her face because, you know, Hermione was like so horrified. And yeah, she was like,
yeah, not great.
Don't fight.
Who's that? Who told her to like stomp out her Gryffindor? Like, kill your Gryffindor, Hermione.
It better not have been fucking Angelina is all I'm saying because I hate her.
Why? But
because, like, later on you, like, learn that Angelina was like...
oh, yeah. She's like, but we're winning.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Angelina. But I do feel bad for her, poor thing.
Yeah.
And at this point, she also... they all have those manacles around. So Hermione learns that, like, anyone who's trying to escape, like, there's a trace on them.
Yeah, and the her manacles say property of the High Reeve.
Yeah.
And she's like getting told the compulsions, right? Like she, so it says like you must be quiet, you must obey.
And it's freaking like Umbridge, like at the beginning in like the head of this little gross twisted classroom, just joyously like telling them what they can't do and how.
Yeah, she's the Aunt Lydia of, mm-hmm. And then basically like she's just horrified and she's like, can I escape? Can I die? Like, what can I do to like not have this be my life?
And you can't do anything.
And she's just like, well, the High Reeve, like he seems like someone who's so deadly. Like maybe he'll just kill me.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, would love that. And it's so sad. And also it's so interesting the way this author like came up with this whole manacles idea. Like they're copper. They basically siphon all the magic that like activates in the body. It just kind of kills it.
Yeah. And also it's, they're using like their own magic. So like, mm-hmm, Hermione can't do anything because her own magic is being used against her, which
like
is so
suppressing
sad.
Itself. Yeah. That's so.
So like it says you can't,
gross,
like you are to be quiet or something like that. Like, mm-hmm, and then she can't even stomp her feet.
Yeah.
Loudly.
Any way that she perceives herself as being loud, her own mind will not let her do that.
Yeah. Which is so twisted.
Like obviously like the way she's written it is to be like the manifestation of like, you know, just a horrifying nightmare, and that's, it's like crazy how many details she put into,
yeah,
making that happen.
And then she gets kicked right into Malfoy Manor.
She gets portkeyed. I forget what her portkey was.
I don't remember. I feel like in the beginning I'm just like skimming because it's, I'm just so like, this is so stressful and sad, yeah, and like
it's because when icky, you're rereading it, I think. This time I tried because for the podcast, I was like, I really need to like,
I know,
pay
and I
attention.
I knew you were going to do that, so I was like, lols.
Yeah, she's basically, she doesn't know that it's Malfoy Manor yet. She just,
yeah,
sees
she
Astoria. It's like this huge, cold marble foyer.
Yeah.
Foyer.
And then it's like cold. And then all of a sudden she hears, hello, Mudblood.
Wow.
What a greeting.
Deep voice.
Deep, cold voice. And she turns around and she's like, oh my God, Draco Malfoy?
Yeah.
He's like, the High Reeve?
I don't really particularly know what a High Reeve is.
I don't know, but I remember when you were telling me about this fic and I was like, oh, who's their High Reeve? And you're like, you're going to find out. I was like, it's Draco, isn't it?
Like, who else would it be? You're so right. Like, there's two main characters mentioned in Voldemort. What did you expect? It was your first Hermione.
It was. You were. Cut me some slack. I was like, maybe he saves her from the High Reeve. You know what I mean? Like, there could be so many possibilities. You laughing is so funny.
That's hilarious. No, I'm just kidding.
This is a dark AU, Neha. No. Please get with the program. Together.
I know it's the first Hermione you've ever laid hands on. But you were...
I was a trooper.
On board like a champ. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you were so excited when I was like, I'll give Hermione a chance. And you're like, really?
Yeah.
Shoves Manacle down my throat.
The first thing. That was not nice of me, actually.
No, it was. And then she's like, oh my God, he's aged.
Yeah, he's like, damn, you look old as hell. She's like, oh, is it hard being on this side of the war? Are you stressed?
I was like, Hermione, you haven't seen a mirror yourself, man.
Yeah, like, has she looked in a mirror? No, not yet.
No, but basically he's just been, like, cold and hardened and, like, just... aged because of the war.
Yeah, she says that he looks like a honed weapon. Like everything about him that she remembers from school is gone.
Yeah, doing like a million like Avada Kedavras. Yeah, we'll do that.
That'll
and
do
all,
it.
She also knows that the High Reeve like killed Ginny and McGonagall and like all of
these. I think Hannah order members, or Angelina is like, anybody who tries to escape.
Yeah.
He got him.
He gets them. And then she's like, you can't even do that many killing curses in like a row. And they're just like,
he can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spooky, scary.
Very spooky, scary. And so, and then she sees Astoria.
Mm-hmm.
And Astoria's realizes,
like, come. And then she has to like give, she's just like, oh, look, they've sent you with instructions.
Yeah. She gets like a little packet of instructions. I do feel a little bad for Astoria, obviously.
Why did Hermione get more instructions than I did when I got my cat?
Yeah, because as Astoria said, it's like breeding crops. Ew.
Yeah, so immediately we know that Astoria is like unhinged. And I mean, like, it is like not nice to be married and know that your husband is like having to rape another woman every month or have sex with her, you know what
I
mean?
And I think...
And she loses it when they're just like, oh, look, Draco, I got to watch.
Yeah, horrifying. And it just comes with instructions. And also, it's so, like, gross that they're like, you have to do everything within your power to get pregnant. Like, what else can they be doing? And they can't move after, like,
10 minutes
the ritual. Well, I hate it. I hate it. And and basically, Hermione has been sent out earlier than the other girls because, like, her fertile window is coming up. And so,
they're like,
yeah,
you gotta... strike while it's hot.
Disgusting. What? Yeah, so she gets like walked to her room.
Wait before that, I find it kind of funny that like Draco's just like, ugh, just read the paper, Astoria, like Jesus Christ, like you're so annoying.
Hates her guts actually. And
it.
Yeah,
she's not great.
No, she's actually a psycho bitch. But yeah, and so then like, and I think just like the next couple chapters are so hard because A, she's getting used to her manacles, getting used to a new environment. She has like this room that's ginormous.
And then there's like a portrait always watching her. I thought it was really smart that she went into the sink and then there is a glass and she tries to like break it.
Yeah, and but by accidentally knocking it down.
Yeah, she's like, I just accidentally knocked it down. And then the portrait is like looking at her knowingly and she like feigns like innocence.
Yeah.
So.
And she doesn't know who the portrait is.
No, she's like, it must be some Malfoy aristocrat. Yeah. They were all aristocrats.
No, literally. Do you know where you are? But yeah, and basically she realizes the entire house is like proofed.
Yeah, she's like, I can't kill myself with any of these things. Aww.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, what else would you be considering? Like she's like one by one, all of her options are like gone. Does he already do legitimacy when he gets there?
Yeah, he does. He tries to. He's like, what are you hiding in there?
Yeah.
And tries to push through and like cannot.
And he's really cruel and cold. And he just seems, it seems like he operates on just like getting Voldemort's tasks done.
Yeah. And also like he indulges in being kind of cruel to her. Like he smirks and is like so mean. And it's like, ew, dude, are you enjoying it? Like, yeah, it's not
he
great.
Seems like he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's very, very thorough in going through her memories. And she's already really fragile.
Yeah.
And then the next day, like, Astoria walks her to his room, and that's, and A, he's surprised that she's there.
Yeah.
She's freaking out. Basically, Hermione's anxiety, obviously, like, she's been locked up in a little box.
Yeah.
Her anxiety is really bad.
And then just right away has to be, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really bad. Mm. And like, and it has to be for 5 days.
Yeah. 5 days in her fertile period, and she has to stay there for like 10 minutes. It's not great, but, Malfoy like conjures a table and just like makes her bend over, and yeah. I feel like the way that Sun Lin Yu writes it, I feel like is as
clinical,
and also it's just like good writing too. Like I think she tries to be as cautious but realistic as possible.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that about her. And before he like enters her, he like taunts her about like, has anyone else climbed up there, like Weasley or Potter? And then he also does a lubrication spell and like is just like, well, I can't risk like infection or something.
Yeah. And he has all of these like explanations.
I know. I just find it really like, when I was first reading it, I was just like, he's taunting her and then also like
doing something that makes the process easier.
Yeah.
Even if it's for the both of them, it's still like, as time goes on, like you realize, oh, like he's cruel but and cold, but he's also not like sadistic. Kind of
sometimes
yeah, at least like he's definitely it, like, and you learn that he does not seem like a sexual predator, like he's
just like, this is a task
focused. Yeah. And but obviously not that it's any less traumatic.
Yeah,
but
when he finishes, he's like, get out, and she's like, I literally can't.
Yeah.
I have to stand here.
But then when he screams at her, she's able to like,
yeah, I guess it
circumvent that compulsion.
And then she tries to throw herself over the balcony or the stairs,
something like that, and he finds her.
Yeah.
And is this when she learns that he can kind of read her mind or like knows what she's thinking?
No, but she pieces like certain things together and then like realizes.
Oh, and like a month later she's like, oh, are you reading my mind?
Yeah And he's like, don't you dare, and then like forces her back into her room.
Yeah And she's having like lots of panic attacks, and she has to walk for, like, she needs an hour of sunlight or something every day, came with her instructions. Mm-hmm. And so I think like pretty soon, like, he realizes, are you going outside? And he leaves her like, it's interesting that like he leaves her alone for the most part, because they said that you can like use the surrogates as like labor if you But she's like, oh, I guess they have enough house elves. They're not making me do anything. She's like confused, but she's just left to her own devices, which is also like.
Yeah. So she tries to explore, but like her agoraphobia is just like.
Yeah. She realizes she like can't leave her room.
Yeah. Because she had been so used to like the four dark walls that like anything else is just like sending her into a spiral.
Yeah. And so the ceilings are high.
Yeah. She tries to go from room to room, but then just like.
Even that's hard.
So hard. So it's not looking great for her. And then Malfoy has to like go and like, after he's like physically like forced himself on her, has to like mentally force himself inside her mind and try to see like any of these.
Yeah. And he's memories. Really, really interested in like details about the war. And he stops at like, even for what she can't remember, like he kind of stops and like looks at every little detail, and it takes so long and it's so painful.
Yeah. And also like she starts dreaming and like remembers like certain memories.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I specifically remember when she remembers Ron.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like super interested in like those memories.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's like some of Harry, there's some of Ginny, but like it's still like not. Like, we still don't understand, like, the context
what's
behind
going on. Yeah.
Any of it. And neither does Hermione as well, which is really sad.
She's confused, and it's not help. And it's, like, she's stuck between, like, do I want to remember? Like, what could I possibly be hiding?
Mm-hmm.
But because she's not getting better mentally, like, and not being able to, like, get outside as much, he's, like, I think he sends her up that acclimatizing potion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gross.
Malfoy's confused because when he took her out like the few times, like she, or the first time at least, she just started running because she got horrified at like the paper.
Oh, yeah.
Because the paper like was just like, oh, Hermione Granger is like given to the High Reeve for the reading program.
Wait, okay, I have a question. Does it, now I'm wondering, does it say, I think that the public doesn't know that he's High Reeve yet, right?
Yeah, he doesn't. No, they don't.
But I think they do know that she is given to Draco Malfoy.
Oh.
I think I just realized that.
Yeah, so that like he says that in case anyone wants to know like where you are and who is fucking you.
Ew. Yeah, like who you're assigned to for this repopulation breeding thing.
And he's like, tee hee. And she's horrified and starts like panic, rage, running. Yeah.
And he also like, I think he also mentions that it's like a very obvious trap. I think he's trying to see if she remembers that like they used to trap the order.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So he's just like, let's see if any of your precious order members like falls for this, right, basically.
Yeah.
So Hermione can't go out like after that. She's just like not able to do that. And Draco's like, I don't understand. And he's just like, what's going on? And you can tell like she's like panicking and she sees Draco and he's, and his, you can see the whites of his knuckles and he's like rage shaking.
Yeah, he's so pissed. Why? We don't know.
And he's like, what's wrong with you? Like, why? And she's like, I don't know. I think I have agoraphobia. And he's just like, that's too many syllables for me.
He's explain. Like, English, please.
She's like, I'm having panic attacks about like the outside because I was inside for so long. And he's like, well, what happened like yesterday? And she's like, I don't know. I was too horrified that I was able to run.
You're like, I'm not understanding how this is ever going to get better. It's crazy.
Wait, so because she like can't acclimatize, he's like, oh, I got a potion for that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like not drinking it. And he's like, I know you think that you're just like stupid and don't know what to do when a potion appears, but like you should drink it.
Like he's so, having too much fun.
Yeah, like, bro, turn it down.
Yeah.
And so he forces her to like drink this potion. And the way that Sun Liu describes it, it's like, oh,
it's like an egg.
Egg being cracked on top of
her. Yeah. They hate that. But she basically, that lets her get out of her room.
Yeah. And she's just like, I just feel cold and like apathetic. And then she looks up at Draco and she's like, is this how you feel all the time?
I know. She was so bold for that. Like she got a little braver.
He like clearly liked it. He was getting amused.
Yeah.
Because I think he could finally talk to her without her being like,
panic attacky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it stopped him before, but I think when she was on the potion, he wasn't as horrible to her.
Yeah.
Weird.
Interesting. But yeah, you start seeing like a few more of their interactions.
Yeah.
He does speak to her.
Yeah.
Like he answers her questions.
But he knows that he has to speak to her first. So he just like waits a really long time.
Yeah.
Dick. And then and she's like, oh my God, can you read my mind? And he's like, I was wondering how long it was going to take you to figure that out. And she's like, what is it? Like, she's trying to figure out, like, is it the manacles or is it something else? And she's like, is it jewelry? Is it that ring? And I'm so surprised he literally took the ring off and gave it to her.
He's not wearing a wedding band. He's just wearing, like, a plain black ring.
Yeah.
He's like, look at it.
And then she, like, looks at it and she's like, I wonder what would happen if I swallowed it.
She's like, is this what's letting him read my mind?
And then he's like, he starts laughing.
And he's like, don't swallow it.
I will say, like, I really liked that, like, specific scene because 100% that would go through my mind.
I can't swallow pills.
So but you
I'm
never,
so happy for you.
So you don't have, wait, what is it called when you have, like, thoughts? Unhinged thoughts. Like,
intrusive thoughts.
Intrusive thoughts, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would have thought of, like, I don't know, throwing it as far as possible. But yeah.
It could just be like Accio ring.
Oh, yeah. Well.
He can't do that if it's in her intestine.
You don't know.
He does love an intestine.
Yeah, I would be, I would not be so sure. But yeah, so I think it's the manacles. They kind of like let you skim your surrogate's memory.
Yeah.
You hate this.
She has to go. Sorry. Speaking of things we hate, she has to go to Voldemort.
Yeah, it's been like two cycles now of like and not like
getting pregnant.
Yeah, and the healer's been coming and she's like, okay, blah, 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 like you need to be getting outside, and that's why Hermione needed to start going outside. Mm-hmm. But now she has to go to Voldemort.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's in a weird location. Like he's not at Hogwarts, which I thought was interesting. Yeah. But he's like deep in like,
he's still in kind of like a palace-y manner thing. And there's a bunch of snakes around.
Yeah, he's sitting on like a throne of snakes.
Okay.
And the floor is like putrid and has like rotting stuff on it. Ew. And obviously Draco is like dragging Hermione in and just throws her down. Like, disgusting. Please.
Dude. Yeah. And then he has to perform legitimacy on her. And he's just like, oh, she dreams about killing you a lot.
Yeah.
Or of your death a lot.
He's like, no progress, but she hates your guts.
He's just like, oh my God, she hates you more than me, dude.
Yeah. He's like, crazy. He's almost offended. Yeah. Just like, why is she not pregnant?
But I guess that's also interesting that he mentions that, like, oh, she is more scared and like wants to kill you more than me.
Yeah.
Because like later on when like he's revealed at High Reeve, like he's just like pissed because like you get to see that people actually are more scared of him.
Really scared of Draco. Yeah.
And even like later, like this is way later on, but when Ginny's just like, oh, they talk about him like we did.
They used to talk about Voldemort. Yeah. She's like, they whisper his name.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a little Easter egg there, I guess. But she comes back. She folds paper cranes. Oh, no, and because she asks,
used to fold paper cranes, right?
Yeah, she asks Malfoy if she could, like, have anything to read. And he's like, did you ever think about asking a house elf? And she's like, I can't speak unless being spoken to.
Oh, yeah. And then the next day, I think a house elf is like, is you needing anything?
Yeah, and she can't read the books because she'll, like, they
put spells on. Astoria charmed them all to, like, burn her or something.
Yeah.
Or curse her.
Yeah. But like the elf is like, I could give you a daily prophet.
Yeah. And she's like, okay. And I think it's interesting that they only let her have one.
Yeah.
Like because, a day.
Yeah. Because he's like, I have to clean.
Okay. Like, let her keep her friggin'. Anyways. And I think in one of her dreams, she remembers her parents like talking and they're like debating like
philosophy.
Yeah. Philosophy probably. And like transcendentalism, something like that. But she remembers like that she used to fold
paper
cranes. 1,000 paper cranes.
Because her dad was like, if you fold 1,000 paper cranes, you'll get a wish.
Yeah. So she's been doing that. But then, and also at this point, she can start like getting out to the like around the Malfoy grounds like a little bit outside. Mm-hmm. She's also exploring the manor, but she's
it like, starts to get like snowy outside. Yeah,
and she's been visiting stables.
Yeah, the only joy that she gets is like folding paper cranes and like visiting the stables and petting the horses.
And he has winged horses. That's so cool.
Yeah.
But I wish that like they'd given her some snackies to take to the horses.
Yeah, they can't even give her snackies.
Oh, yeah. And she eats, like, shitty food. And I hate that. That's actually, like, one of my least favorite, obviously. Like, I just hate it. Something that I hate the most is that they're just giving her bland, boiled
By
vegetables.
They, it's literally Astoria because Healer Strad is like, why are you still not pregnant? And then your sodium levels are low.
Yeah.
And she, like, taps her manacles and Draco's just like, you summoned me. And
yeah, that's kind of weird.
She's like, yeah, why isn't she eating any salt?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I thought she was just eating what we were eating.
No, she was eating, like, rye bread. With like vegetables.
Like boiled vegetables.
Boiled vegetables. Ew. And like unseasoned chicken, right?
Yeah, like can she have some butter?
My worst nightmare.
No, actually, I wouldn't stop eating. That's disgusting. And also, it's funny that he's so thorough about so many things and he just like didn't think about what she was eating.
Yeah, I also think like when he was just like, why don't you tell me? And she was like, well, if I started complaining, like, I wouldn't talk about the food.
It's definitely not my first thing.
It would be my first thing.
It would be up there for me, I have to say. I'm like, maybe I don't want to be raped and please salt my food.
Yeah, yeah, number two.
Yeah.
It would be number two.
And I would love a croissant. Some
butter.
Jam.
Yeah.
And butter.
So anyways, what's a fic without a party? Am I right?
Well, yeah, because she's out and about now, she's like, something's going on. She was folding a paper crane.
Yeah.
And somebody opened her door. I just remember that that's how that happened.
And it was not who she wished for. I got to tell you that.
She didn't wish for anybody. I think she was like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Well, she was confused, actually. She was like,
it was just this man.
Yeah.
Who enters her room and is like, do you remember me? Like, sir.
Are you stupid? Well, actually, I guess he wouldn't know.
Yeah. And then Malfoy is like, lost your way, Montague?
Yeah, he appears like, he apparates right into her room.
And she's just like, two men in my room.
Yeah. Worse. The worst. They could not get any worse, actually, right now.
And then Montague mentions that, oh my God, you have her warded so much. Like, how could I resist coming here? Yeah,
he was just like, you've got quite a lot of wards on this area.
You're like, ooh, protection.
Just kidding. Yeah. But.
Yeah. And then leaves, and then there's like a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, so because he was in there, she's like, why would a man be there? But she
like, no, it's pissing me off, why would a man be there?
But yeah, so she like goes out, and now she knows like all the little secret alleyways.
Yeah, because the potion did work. It did acclimatize her, even though it had horrendous like after effects. Yeah, but it worked.
Yeah,
so she's just like, you know, making her way
over like into the ballroom to see what's going on.
And she sees like a white head, and it's like Malfoy talking to Umbridge.
Yeah. And she sees like there's a New Year's party going on.
Yeah.
Did I already say that? I don't remember.
Yes.
Oops.
And then basically when it hits midnight, Malfoy Astoria like leaves, and she's like a little bit like
disheveled because she was screwing this boy. I think this is when, like, when, like, she's sneaking her way over to the dining room, she sees that, like, Astoria's going at it with Montague. Yeah. And she's like, oh, yikes. And then she's, like, so stressed because she's like, oh, my God, he's going to see this when he searches my memories.
Yeah. And then it strikes midnight, and Astoria makes her way to Malfoy, and Malfoy makes her way to Astoria. And they kind of, like, he leans down, and it's like she sees that it's almost like romantic and kisses her. And when he kisses her, he looks straight at Hermione.
How does he know that she's there?
Because I think he's just really attuned to her. The manacles like probably tell him that she's thinking about like where she is and you know.
And what she's seeing. And maybe he's just like really zoned in on listening to her.
Yeah. According to Sunland News, like Tumblr ask, she says that he's aware that she's there but cannot like look at her and like basically because then a lot of eyes are on him, but then when he kisses her he just can't help himself and he looks at Hermione.
Oh my God, I love knowing that.
And then she's just like a deer in headlights.
Yeah, she can't look away. And like that like picture of him and Astoria kissing or on the paper the paper the next day,
and she's just like, they look like an
aristocratic couple.
Mm-hmm.
And just like,
and it looks like sweet almost.
Yeah.
Which is so interesting. One thing that Draco is a performer.
Yeah.
He gives the people what they want.
Give the man an Oscar, actually.
He deserves it.
An EGOT. At the very least, an EGOT. But yeah, so that was crazy.
She also gets more ballsy within the manor and starts like exploring more. And so she finds like the drawing room, and then in the drawing room is like a little cage,
a huge cage,
and
it's like built into the floor.
Yeah,
scary. Why do I imagine it being gold?
Really? I don't at all.
I don't know why. You know, the little cages with flowers that you put on wedding centerpieces. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm like this.
And then Draco appears because he always knows where she is.
Yeah.
And is like, I think you're lost. And then Astoria also appears, and she's just like, oh, so you guys are friends now?
Yeah.
She's like, sorry, what's that one TikTok of like Sammy? She's like, tell me right now, are you friends with her?
But wasn't she also like, oh, how did I know I'd find you two together?
Yeah, she definitely like knows that something is up because Draco's probably so apathetic and like doesn't care about anything. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's just like, you know, like proofing the house and like setting so many wards and like really meticulous
and about Hermione's things. Noticed that like she sees like the little curtain twitching whenever Hermione and like Draco is walking her outside, and it's like Astoria looking from the windows in the house,
and he's spending more time with her than he is with Astoria.
Yeah.
And also he gives her like the best cloak and like the best
Yeah, he's given her like a warm winter cloak and he's like, I can't be bothered with you freezing.
Yeah.
He's given her like dragon hide boots and Hermione's just like, I guess he probably doesn't know how to buy like a regular non-designer pair of boots.
He's like, I just don't want you bleeding on my foyer.
Yeah, like anymore. No, babe. I don't think he's ever bought Astoria any shoes.
Yeah. Okay, breaking news. The bitch is dead. Ding dong, the witch is dead.
So like the weeks are passing between like fertility cycles and like, yeah, the like one day in the Daily Prophet, Hermione's like ecstatic because there's just, I wonder, was the picture in the paper of like the arrow flying?
I don't know. That would be insane.
That's what I picture.
Did the person who sent the arrow, just kidding, we don't know who it is. Did he like stage paparazzi photos? No, yeah.
Like it basically like Umbridge was sitting next to Pious Thickness.
Isn't it Thick Knees?
Thick Knees?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Chat?
How do you pronounce this, please?
But yeah, Pious, whatever the fuck, Ministry of Magic. Minister of Magic, I'm sorry. The article is like, oh, there's been an attack. There's been like an assassination attempt on a minister, but it killed Umbridge.
Mm-hmm. Hit her right in her Horcrux ass necklace.
Yeah. And at this point, I think Hermione doesn't even remember what Horcruxes are.
Yeah. But
they come back. It comes back to her pretty soon after this, I think.
Yeah, but she's just like so happy. She's so happy. I've never been
and
more
I'm happy.
Happy
for her.
She deserves some joy. She does, poor girl.
She's like, now I just wish that Draco would die. Where's the arrow coming from next? And also at this point, like she's been watching like Montague and Astoria, like just going at it like little bunnies
in every room.
All over the manor.
She's like, why are you on this wing of the manor? Like, please.
And they're always like around her.
And it's like he almost wants to get caught. I think like, doesn't she say that maybe they have like a getting caught kink or something?
Yeah, like a little exhibitionism, something like that.
Yeah.
And she's like, at this point, I think Draco has seen and she's like, he already probably knows. Like,
yeah,
he's like,
care.
What am I going to do? Feel bad for him? That's crazy.
She's like, you know what? Sorry, I get it.
Yeah. Because I think at one point she was like, because Montague hadn't really done anything to her yet. And so she was like, what if he's like secretly an order member? And she's like, there's no way.
Yeah, because he's like, because she's just like, he went into my room and was like, don't you remember me? Like, is he the order member who like helped take the necklace and Umbridge down? Like, who is he?
And she rules that out too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just confused. Poor thing.
But anyways, like Umbridge is dead and a Horcrux is down. And so Voldemort is pissed.
Yeah. And he also, now she has to go back to him also because it's time and she's not pregnant. And I think before he even checks Hermione's memories, he like crucios Draco in front of her for like a long time.
Yeah.
And she's like almost like
feeling bad for him. She's like,
this kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And then
yikes.
And I think this is when they're talking about like what she's done. And he's like, and she's been dosed with fertility potions at this point also
because
she's not getting pregnant. And so he's like, she's quite, this is the fic where I learned the meaning of the word fecund.
I know.
Disgusting.
The same. The way what? I highlighted it, clicked look up.
And me too. What a horrendous word. I hate it.
No.
Actually.
And that, like, the snake smells, like, dark magic on her, too.
Yeah.
Also, previously, Stroud is, like, so pissed that she's not pregnant and is right. Is this the...
I think she's, like, she's, like, I'm going to send some potions that should make it easier.
And also, like, how does he take you? And she's, like, he bends me over.
A table, yeah.
Yeah, and she's just, like, no, like, magical pregnancy needs to have some sort of connection.
Yeah, or I think this is not yet, but, yeah, she says that the next time she visits.
Yeah, and then also, like, she suspects that Draco is trying to, like...
actually not get her pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even Hermione's just, like, why would he do
and
that?
And so she's trying to puzzle that out.
Yeah.
Along with, like, everything else about him.
Yeah.
And he's being really rude to Stroud. Also, I think it's funny that she's like, well, maybe the problem is his shit and it's not me, but I'm not getting pregnant to the healer. And then healer Stroud is like, no, no, I've examined him myself. He's actually perfectly, exceptionally fertile. And I'm like, ew, I don't need that many details, actually. I think it's just like part of what makes her so icky is how like clinical she is, Hilaire Stroud, about like she's just like treats everybody around her like little lab rats almost.
And like, she doesn't give a fuck about them. She doubts it's like Hermione with varices her like every single time. And she's like, is there anything else I should know? And Hermione without missing a beat is like, yeah, I think you're a fucking bitch.
Yeah, I think you're horrible and soulless. And she's like, I did bring that upon myself, I guess. Like, she doesn't even care, bro. Like, she's insane.
Yeah.
She's actually like a mad scientist.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think it's like the first time I was reading this, you're so horrified at everything else. But like, I didn't think about the fact that she's the mastermind behind all of this, like the breeding program, like it got pushed to the front of the line as like being in like this regime because of her.
But it's not because she's like a genius though.
No, it's not. She's actually the opposite. And like Draco brings up that like her entire breeding program is like a farce. And
but this is later.
It is later. Yeah. But he like calls her out for how like illegitimate her sciences.
Yeah, like where are your like control groups and like whatever. Like he calls her out. But also like speaking of like how it's a farce, Hermione clocks it after this visit from Voldemort because he's surrounded by unicorn blood.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm assuming rotting unicorn corpses, which is so sad.
I know. And I think he doesn't look great either.
Yeah.
And so she like while she's having this like insane
headache,
she's just like it's a farce like the breeding program, it's just like a red herring. And he's just like, you didn't say your question.
Yeah, he's like, is there a point to all of this?
She's and like, he's dying, isn't he?
Yeah, because basically her like the legitimacy on her has been so rough that like she is like seeing black spots at this point.
Yeah. And like, also like this is also like a point to kind of like make that, well, should we make it that like he keeps that they keep repeating like the same conversation. Like she says things that she said like in the past.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does she say this time that she's already said?
Because he's just like, oh, take these pain potions because when you apparate after legitimacy, like you'll pass out or something.
Yeah. And she's like, are you speaking from experience or something?
And then he's like, fifth year with Bellatrix.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah. And also she says something about like, not the only thing you learned that year, isn't it?
Yeah.
And talking about, like, and he's, murdering Dumbledore.
And he's like, what, do you want me to, like...
make you a list or something?
Yeah, like, admit to everything I've done. And she's like, do you want to?
Yeah, and he's like...
Miss Ma'am was bold.
Yeah, she was. And I think he's just, like, looking at her funny and she doesn't know why.
Yeah, he has, like...
And he does that a lot.
His eyes sometimes.
Yeah. I think it's funny when she says that she's like, yeah, his eyes flashed. I'm like, what does that mean? Like your iPhone flashlight?
You know, like in anime? And like the eyes kind of go like...
The last thing I need to do is picture a Draco Malfoy illustration in like anime form.
Why? I would love it.
It's not for me, for sure. But I...
If it's done well.
Yeah.
So she's like recovering memories and she sees like... Ginny crying, and also like that Ginny and Harry were together.
Yeah, it's like dreams.
Yeah, and that like her and Harry had like a kind of tumultuous rocky relationship.
Yeah, she's having like random dreams, but she can't make sense of them when she wakes up, but she does remember them.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
I think she visited Voldemort in February, and now it's March, and it's the spring equinox, and she hears from the elves that like they're cleaning up, blah, 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 and they're like, you have to stay out of the way. And I think it's funny that it's like the mudblood has to, they keep saying the mudblood has to stay out of the way. I'm like, wow, you're not pulling your punches, really. But they're like, yeah, Mistress is having an equinox party tonight. And she's like, oh, interesting. And she was like feeling really shitty after the Voldemort visit. But today she decides to like see if she can kind of have any, like gather any information. Oh, and at the New Year's party, she noticed that like some of the guests were like parading their surrogates around, kind of like status symbols. And that also was disgusting.
Like, she overhears Draco and like the other dudes kind of talking.
At this equinox party today,
Yeah, about it. And they're just like, oh, like mine looks ugly, but I just like make her give me head, or like they're just being
really
so gross. Disgusting.
And at the table, like this is at the party, and they are like so enamored that Draco has like the golden trios, like Hermione Granger, and he just seems really indifferent about it when he's asked, and they're just like, oh, like you can tell that like there's just like an undercurrent of jealousy slash like what the hell's wrong with him.
Yeah. And Draco's just like, I don't know, like she's like nothing to me.
Yeah. And she realizes that basically her own situation is actually kind of quote unquote better than other surrogates, because she realizes that I forget who had Hannah Abbott, but like they're talking about Hannah because they say that she just has like a hole in her head because she's missing an eye, and it's just really sickening and sad and twisted. And she's like, did I actually end up better off?
Yeah, I have a room sent? And like I get to shower every morning.
Exactly, yeah.
Like I have meals and I don't know, like it's just.
Yeah. And you hear from like Astoria a little later too that like other Death Eaters like kind of just like fondle their surrogates like on their laps at like, and it's really gross.
It's kind of like the auction.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so then she's like, okay, I've heard enough, and decides to make her way back like once she can be out of sight. And she gets hit with like an immobilis or like a petrificus totalis or something.
Gray Montague's like, I can't believe like forcing Astoria to do an equinox party is the thing that got me to you.
Yeah. Ugh. And I think before this, she's also noticed that he's always looking up at like the north wing, which is where her room is.
Yeah.
And like anytime that she sees him in the manor. So, and he tries
to rape her. And like, I also think he confundises her. Mm-hmm. So like now we're reading in
confunds her.
So sorry.
I don't know how that works. I'm actually just not sure.
And so like we're reading in Hermione's mind where it's like, I feel cold. I feel someone trying to part my legs. Like
and he's biting her. He's disgusting. Ew. Like I
hate
reading this.
Sir, you're like outside in Malfoy Manor too.
Yeah. And she's like thinking to herself, like somebody's going to comfort me.
Somebody's going to come. Like I should tell him something. I need to tell him something. And then Malfoy appears seething rage, just like
yanks Montague off. I'm like rooting for him. I'm like, finally, like kill him.
And he rips the intestines out of him,
like cuts open his stomach. I'm like, first of all, you could have at least sent her back to her room. Like he was like, no, let me stand on business first.
Yeah, he's like, he needs to also like put on a show as well to like the other guests. Like,
true. Well, I don't know if they can see.
Oh, wait, you're right.
I think they are gone and they have moved onwards from like to a different location for the party. Mm. And like, he's like, and Montague snuck away or something. No, Montague went to like use the freaking loo or whatever.
Yeah,
and he was coming back.
No, I think you're right. Yeah. But yeah, he just like, it's just like, next time you're with her, like I'm gonna like use these intestines and like string you up or something.
Yeah,
like
he's just like yanking them out of his body. I'm like, first of all, ew.
And
like,
he hands it to him and he's like
here, take this shit off my hands.
Oh,
ew.
It was very kind of satisfying though.
Yeah, he had that coming. Montague had that coming.
Yeah.
And I'm just like horrified that Draco is just like he's like, I think she's watching through Hermione's eyes. He's like, as usual, like cold and clinical about it. And she's just like, so he can be sadistic.
Yeah, but
he's
also
not sadistic with me.
Yeah, that's true. But also like, think about like in Draco's perspective, like he, like imagine him like knowing that Montague's like the one who like.
Yeah, like,
you know,
and also I think like he doesn't. Even Draco doesn't know why he's so obsessed with her, I think, right now. Like, but he does know that Montague's kind of the one who...
Wait, does he know that Montague's the one who put her in... No, he doesn't.
I don't think
he
knows.
You're so right.
Yeah,
because basically... Oh, my God. I thought he would know. No, he wouldn't, because then Montague would be dead and he would know where Hermione is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so sorry.
And he thought... I think he was, like, letting Montague live, he says later. Draco does that. He was just kind of like, he didn't realize that Montague would be such a problem until this point. And like, I guess he like, he sends Montague on his way, just like trying to stuff his intestines back in his body. And I'm like, wow, that's a lot. And then he like.
Yeah, I feel like at this point, like also like when we're talking about this episode, like we're going to reference a lot to like flashback Draco and like what happened. So like, I feel like it's going to be fine because whoever is listening to this episode
has already read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But basically like when he takes her back up to his room, like, and he has to like go into the bathroom and get like a, like water and like a cloth and he's just
pretty gentle with her.
And she's like a skittish animal. Like, yeah, I would feel and she's so bad.
Obviously, well, on the brink of a panic attack.
Yeah, he like gives it to her first, like the cloth, but she's shaking so hard that like she can't. Also, she does say, like, oh, Malfoy always comes for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's just like, oh my God, she's not doing great.
No. And then he cleans her up, and then she's just not doing great.
Yeah. No. I think it's so sad because like her life just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Like every terrible, horrible thing that you can imagine like keeps happening to her.
Yeah, and just when, like, you think you can get some reprieve, no, the next day Astoria comes in.
Yeah. And this is like when you see that Astoria is like, wow, you're
crazy.
You're not okay. Because no. I think she's like holding a newspaper and Hermione just sees her like looking flawless, but then she notices her earrings are kind of shaking, and I don't know why, but that like detail is imprinted into my head because I think that's like I think it's just like, wow, she's just vibrating of like out of sheer rage.
Just the pearls are.
And Hermione knows that Draco's in like Austria or something. He had to go.
Yeah.
And she's like,
why didn't Draco ward Astoria out of her room?
I think he must have tried.
Yeah. Can you do that? Can you just single
someone out? But also, she's quote unquote lady of the manor.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think you can do that. That's so, yeah. Anyways, like she comes and she's just like, look at this.
Yeah. And on the paper. Look at this photograph. On the like front page of the Daily Prophet is just Draco. I don't know why this is so funny, but Draco just in the thing of St. Mungo's, like the waiting room.
Yeah, like disemboweling.
God forbid he like does that anywhere else. Like waiting
room. No, I think he went into his room and then Montague got scared, like tried to run,
and so he was like, I improvised. That's kind of the funniest part.
That's so funny. Yeah, and he disembowels him again.
Again, like he's like, you know what? This didn't work the first time, but this time I got it for sure. This is the one for sure.
And he basically kills Montague and then gets outed as being the High Reeve.
Yeah, I think like, yeah, a little later he's like, oh, people have come to the conclusion.
Yeah,
that I'm the public has come to the conclusion, unfortunately. I think, yeah, but at this point, Astoria is just like, you know, this is interesting. At first, I thought I was crazy. And I think, like, I kind of liked getting the backstory on this. Obviously, because you learn more about Draco. But she's like, I got married. And, you know, he just, like, left me here. And I'm like, Astoria, like, stand up. Like, don't embarrass yourself. Like, why are you telling Hermione your story? Like, don't you hate her? And you're just telling her how embarrassing you are as, like, a Malfoy wife. And anyway, she's like, yeah. She's like, I didn't complain. I was just trying to be a good wife. He like just left me here. He didn't even live here for like the first year. But then like you came along and he like put wards around the freaking house and he's like gave you a tour. And she's not wrong. She's like, he did kind of give her not a tour, but he walked her outside.
She's just like, can you get out of my room? Like, yeah. I literally didn't ask for any of this. I don't care.
Yeah.
And she's just like, and I thought that he started to care because, you know, I was fucking around with Montague.
She's like, oh, maybe he's finally noticed. But then she's like, no, it's not that.
It's you.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I just don't understand why he's so obsessed with you. Like, you're nothing and like, you're not even that great to look at. And she's like, maybe I should make you horrendous to even be around.
Yeah, because she got the idea from the Death Eater that has Hannah Abbott, and he's like, oh, I have to put like a bag over her head or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, maybe if I do something to your eyes, like she's like, oh, that one has like one hole in her head. What if I give you two holes in your head?
Yeah.
And because she also realized that like she put together that Montague always wanted to like insisted on coming to the manor for their trysts.
Yeah. So she's just like, my lover's dead and he wasn't even mine.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna pull your eye out, basically. I'm gonna gauge your eye out. And she and Hermione is like terrified, but she can't like run.
Yeah, because she says stay still, and then she says like open your eyes.
Yeah.
And the compulsions like make her.
And she's like, Malfoy always comes for me, but Malfoy is in Austria.
Yeah.
And you can't operate that far. Like, it's like not possible.
And Astoria is digging her wand into her eye.
Yeah, and she feels her eye come out of her socket.
I could not read this the first time. Like it was, oh, eye stuff freaks me out. No. It was so icky. And she like has like one-sided vision at this point, and she's in obviously debilitating pain and can't do anything about it.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden like a loud ass crack appears.
Yeah, also, how did he know?
Because he can read her mind.
No, he can't read her mind from that far away. I thought it was because he felt the wards being breached.
Oh, I don't know. Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. But okay. I would think that it would be hard to read her mind from a different country.
Mm.
Like across the continent.
I don't know. But he comes either way. And yeah, he expelliarmuses the shit out of...
Yeah, she like hits... Astoria like hits the wall with a crack.
Yeah.
And you know what?
She deserved it.
I don't feel bad for her at all.
Yeah. And Draco sees Hermione's like eye basically out and is like, he like looks
horrified.
Yeah. And it's the most like he's shown emotion, I feel like, to her. And he takes like three calming breaths and he's like, okay, your eye is out of your socket. Like, what do I, and like there's a puncture in your sclera. Yeah. And he's like, what do I do? And then she's just like freaking out and he has to calm down and calm her down and be and like use
you're
the compulsion to be like, you have to calm down and tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And she like recites from like God knows where.
Memory. Yeah. Just she just knows and she has to teach him and she has to grab his hand and like teach him the wand.
Yeah.
Motion. And
how he has to like almost like sing the incantation.
And I think he's like, she can feel that he's freaked out.
Yeah. And it takes him like three times, but he like finally like does it.
Yeah.
And so he fixes the puncture and then he like screws it back into her
head. Oh, I hate that. I think like because to get her optic nerve like reconnected or whatever, I might have just made that up, but he's not happy.
Mm-mm.
And
he's like, how much can you see? And she's like, I don't know, I can kind of make out you're blonde, I guess.
Yeah, not he's like getting paler and paler, and she thinks he's just like obviously raging, but also like I think we know that he's just like freaking the fuck out, obviously, because he just came back and his wife's wand is in Hermione's eye.
Yeah, and then he like wakes up Astoria and is like, I need to do legilimency on her and I need her eyes for that.
Hermione's like on the ground just like, oh, no you don't. That's kind of funny that you just lied.
And he's just like, if I see you any like breathing anywhere near her, like I will kill you.
Yeah. And also he's like, I had to apparate across the continent.
And she's like, that's impossible.
And he's like, underestimating your husband, Tori.
Oh.
He's kind of funny. The sarcasm never dies with this one.
and she like leaves and then he's like, all right, what do I have to do? And she's like, I need some drops of Dittany, I guess.
Yeah.
She's like, I guess like one or two will do. And he's like, what does that even mean?
And then we'll do what? He goes, we'll do what? And she's like, she's so used to like
having to save and scrounge and salvage
as a healer for like the war. And he's like, no, I have lots of Dittany.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
Rich wanker.
And he brings a healer and the healer's just like, I don't know, her eye's probably shot, I gotta tell you. And he's just like, wow, she like he was like, he healed exceptionally well. And even Hermione was just like, oh, you could have been a healer. And he's like, that's so ironic. And then even the healer who's there is like, you could have been a healer. And he's like, well, I've killed people, so I don't know if I can am qualified for the
I
job.
I think he's also just like, yeah, I keep hearing that one. But it's so gross how this healer just like doesn't give a fuck about Hermione. And like you see like the propaganda come into play that Voldemort employed of like, oh, she was a terrorist. Like she was part of the terrorist like group, the order. And you guys like bombed hospitals, didn't you? And she was like, I never killed anybody, especially not in a hospital.
No, she's just like, well, you guys bomb people. And she's like, never a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So basically she needs to have like one drop of Dittany every 2 hours for like several days.
Mm-hmm.
And Malfoy like comes in and does it every several days. And I gotta tell you, like, when I was reading this for the first time, obviously I had no idea why, but at this point I was like, all is forgiven.
Disemboweling Montague. How sweet.
I'm like disemboweling Montague and like fixing her eye. I was like, aw, she's growing on him.
You're like, he's a winner in my books. But kind of like, I think you're supposed to feel that way because even she kind of realizes that she's like, oh, like he always saves me. He's not as cruel as he actually could be, like the other Death Eaters. Like, he's sadistic, but also doesn't harm me any more than he kind of quote unquote has to.
Yeah.
And so she's confused, and it's her fertile period again. And at this point, Hiller Stroud is like pissed at her as if it's her freaking fault.
It's not her fertile period. It's like the period. It's like when she goes. It's when Stroud,
when she gets checked up. Yeah. Before Stroud, her fertile period.
Stroud checks up and is like so pissed.
Yeah. And it's like, and then also induces a panic attack to Hermione because she's like, okay, like if this isn't working, then we'll just give you to Lucius, I guess.
Yeah, because he's still like
a Malfoy, and Malfoy, and then Draco would still be able to check her memories, even though Lucius, a non-Legilimens, is her father.
And it's just like
the magic of that is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I listen. My belief is already suspended by this point. Like, tell me anything, I'll believe it.
I'll believe it. No, but I'm following along. Like, yeah. The math is mathing for me.
And she has like a panic attack, rightfully so, because she's like, oh my god, Lucius, like, jeez.
And Lucius is known to have like lost his marbles.
Yeah.
Ever since Narcissa died.
And then Stroud is like, let me give you some potions.
Yeah. And also, like, this is where Draco gets so freaking pissed at her because he's like, it's like you're trying to destabilize her mental state. And he's like, I've gone to great lengths to like make sure she's like stable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's kind of interesting because it's like, it's almost like he's making her comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, huh, that's. Why is he doing that?
And yeah. She has these new potions and it's like time for her fertile period. So she thinks they're just like anti-anxiety, like potions basically.
She doesn't take them the first day. Oh, and also she has to lie on her back for this fertile period because she's like, the healer was like, oh, you bend over a table. Like, magic is kind of weird. You have to like be in a bed and make sure you're lying on your back. Like, there needs to be like an emotional connection.
A magical connection or something.
Or like, you're kidding.
That's
gross.
Yeah. And so she has to like lie on her back post Montague, and the first night it's just like horrible to her because she's just like, I'm just
picturing Montague.
Yeah.
And I think she like says sorry that she's freaking out to Draco, because she's like, this is all, and he's like, it's gonna be over soon. And it's just like not a great experience, obviously, for either of them.
And she also notices that he has to take like
a calming draft.
And then also like a libido potion or something.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then the next day, she's just like, yeah, I hated that. I'm going to take some potions. It must be like anti-anxiety.
And also he threw up the day before.
Yeah.
She heard him throwing like, up in her bathroom. Like, he couldn't even make it out.
Yeah. And she's just like, I wonder if he does that a lot.
He's like wow, rape is really not his thing.
Yeah.
<It's> crazy. It's not mine either. But yeah, so the next day she takes like what she doesn't know. She tests the potion.
And she's like, it was fine. I guess I'll take the rest of the thing. And then all of a sudden she's like, why am I so flustered?
Yeah. And it was a lust potion. It's not even like Amortentia or anything. Like, it's straight up a lust potion.
Yeah. And she tells Draco, and Draco's just like, you idiot.
Yeah. He's like, why the fuck would you take that? And she's like, the last time I didn't take a potion I was supposed to, you like poured it down my throat. So what did you think I was going to do?
But like, basically, she's like, can we wait? And he's like, no, I have things to do. Oh, yeah, I'm actually the High Reeve.
Yeah. He might have to go back to Austria or something.
Know. Yeah. But basically, he's just like, we need to do this now. And he's like, you're an idiot. And like, she's just like, all right, get it over with. And I feel like, oh, the way that I feel so bad for her because she's just like,
she's fully lucid.
Yeah. And her body like clearly wants it. And she's just like, it takes everything in me, like not to like move.
And she can't dissociate because she's like facing him.
Yeah.
And like, because before when he had to like perform or whatever, blah, and like she used to like recite potions and like
poetry
or anything to like dissociate, and she can't because of the potion and like her position, and he's also just like just trying to get it over with, and she like,
and then she is like hating herself that she's like enjoying it. She's like, you know, closing her eyes and is just like, what is going on? And then like, unfortunately, she like orgasms and she doesn't know if that's like the first
one she's ever had. That's so sad. Like, you feel so bad for her, and it's so like, obviously this is all traumatizing, and this is just like the worst thing so far. And yeah. he's just like ripping himself away as soon as he's done. And he also, she can tell that he's visibly like
sick.
Yeah, yeah. And just hating it.
Yeah. And then like, it's sad. And every like day after that, like she doesn't take any potions, but like her body is still like, you know,
adjusted.
Yeah. And she's just like, she thinks like I'm being raped and my body is enjoying it.
Yeah. And like, and I think this is when she also just kind of starts hating her mind.
And then anyways, he leaves and she's in her mind a lot. Like we get so many like inner monologues of Hermione.
She has nothing else to do
but think
and just walk around this house.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I think it's like a culmination of like Draco has been like not nicer to her, but like he's been
less cruel
and like taking care of her in like certain yeah. ways. And also,
and maybe like, also she saw him get tortured, and the longer he goes without, like she keeps asking if he has any update on who killed Umbridge. Mm-hmm. And she's like suspecting that he's getting tortured like damn near every day.
Yeah. And you know, the whole like helping her with her eye and like
yeah.
helping her with Montague and like clearly not liking the rape thing. And then also her body, I think, like, you know, enjoying
yeah.
it. Like, I think that there's a culmination of all of those things, and knowing that she has it better than the other
surrogates.
So she kind of gets into a spiral that she's just like, what do I do? Like, if something happens to Draco, and she kind of like realizes that she has a little bit of Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
And she's just like, if he dies, like, what's going to happen to me? Like, will I even know? And she's like having this like insane, like, mental
crisis.
Yeah. yeah. And Draco apparates immediately when she's having this like,
oh yeah.
yeah.
And is this when he kind of like comes out of
nowhere? Yeah.
Yeah. The dark.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, he's clearly drunk.
So was he already in the house?
Yeah.
Or was he away still?
He was already in the house and he was just like drinking.
Yeah.
Fun.
Also in his woes, most likely.
I'm like, sure he's having the, like, I don't know who is having it worse, like,
no, literally.
Draco or Hermione.
And I also think part of her is, like, he's kind of feels as much of a prisoner to this situation as almost I am.
Yeah, who
and
is manacled in this?
Yeah.
Like, she can tell that he's drunk because he is, like, saying things like, oh, if I'd known, like, I wouldn't have taken you.
And he's, like, drawling.
Yeah. And then he's like, but I guess if I was to burn, like, maybe you'll burn with me or something like that.
I kind of want to go read that scene.
Pause. Okay, read it.
Okay, so he's drunk and he's getting nearer, and she's like, he drew nearer until she shuffled backwards, and he keeps getting closer, and she's like up against a wall, and he's like so close to her, and he's like, oh, Granger, and he's like staring down at her.
Not mudblood.
And I think he's like looking really melancholy, and he's not slurring, but he's just like, gentle.
A gentle drunk.
Sorry. He's not I don't know. Okay, anyway, he gets nearer, he's like, oh, Granger, and puts like a hand across her throat, but he's not squeezing, and she's like, she could feel the heat of it like seeping into her skin, which is what I was saying earlier. I feel like in like such a cold reality, she's like, at the end of the day, even when he touches me, he's like the only warmth I'm kind of like having access to, and I think that's kind of fueling her Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
But yeah, he says, like, if I'd known what pain you'd cause me, I never would have taken you. But he's like getting closer, and he's like, she doesn't know what he means. And she's like, she's like not even sure if she's supposed to apologize. And he goes, but at this point, I suppose I deserve to burn. I wonder if you'll burn too. And he's like suddenly getting even closer, and then he kisses her.
Oh my God.
He kisses her. And she's like,
she's like, surprised, but then also like responding, like in like reacting to his kiss, and like
I think she's like, he's like, he tilts her head back and it feels like a punishing kiss, but he's not like,
it's not like he's biting
no,
or like
he's like tangling his fingers in her hair.
Yeah, it's like a passionate kiss. It's not like a punishing kiss.
Yeah,
right?
And she's like pliant, and he's like kissing her neck, and she's just like in shock, and also he's like pulling at her clothes, like he's definitely feeling a type of way.
Yeah. And she is like in it,
she's letting it happen, like she's it's not even that like she's actively trying to hate it, you know?
Yeah, she's just like, what is going on?
And I then
kind of am into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and he like reaches a spot on her neck and she moans.
Oh my God.
And that's...
Oh my God.
I'm like actively dying reading this every time because I'm like, I would be so embarrassed. Yeah. Like that's... Like I'm not even sad for her. That I am sad for her. I'm just like, that sucks. And that's when he kind of like comes they to his both, senses.
They both are
yeah,
like...
and he's like...
Freeze.
Yeah, and he's just really gross about it.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, looks like you finally like learned your place or whatever. Oh. Ugh, he's just like really... icky. And she yeah. feels really sad and she's like also in her head like, I don't have feelings for him.
Yeah. And then she like starts bashing her head against
yeah
the
when
wall.
She's back in her room and he so obviously he comes back
and he's like, don't do that. And he's like, so I guess you found a way to like circumvent like the manacles. Yeah. And he's like, why hurt yourself like to that point? Like what did it?
Yeah. And I think she's like, I would rather be handed off to like be raped by your dad than have feelings for you.
Yeah.
And she like
because she like admits that she has like Stockholm syndrome. And he gets so pissed and he's just like, you don't have Stockholm syndrome, don't like think that I'm dead just because I have better things to do than to yeah. like show my face to you.
Yeah. And he also just kind of like taunts her about how like he's like, poor little healer, you like went through the war wanting to like he basically says that she always needs people to need her.
Mm-hmm.
And like taunts that like kind of like and she kind of realizes it about herself and it's almost like he's needling her into seeing like how much of like the war she kind of remembers.
Yeah.
And she also at this point remembers that like she used to fight about like wanting to use the dark arts and like she was the only one and she was just like everything was like kind of against her and she's wallowing in that all over again with this.
Yeah. And to make matters worse, as they always do for Hermione, Stroud tells her that she's pregnant.
Oh yeah, the next time.
Ugh. And she has a panic attack,
yeah.
rightfully so, and like can't breathe. And Draco knows this and like operates in the room and is just like trying to force Hermione to breathe.
Yeah.
And he's like, he gets so pissed at Stroud and he's like, what did you do? And she's like, I just said good news. Like I thought she would be happy that she wouldn't be handed off to Lucius. And he's just like, you are purposefully like making her have these panic attacks. Like,
yeah.
What is wrong with you? And she basically is like kind of torturing Hermione because she blew up Sussex.
Oh yeah.
And she's just like, and I just wanted to know how she did it. And Draco's like, I read the reports. Like I could have told you. And like, that's not like you shouldn't be punishing her.
Yeah. And he's like, you're actively trying to like destabilize her when I've like done all this stuff to make sure
she's stable. Yeah,
yeah. And he's like, I need her in like mentally sound condition, blah 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 blah. Yeah. But
and then he is like, your whole program is a farce. You're a farce. Like you're never gonna be in a room alone with her ever again.
Yeah.
And he like banishes her. And then he like gives Hermione like a calming draw and then also no a sleepless dreamless potion.
Yeah.
And
is this when she's like, well, she's freaking out about being
she's
pregnant.
Like, no, I can't be pregnant. Like she's like,
yeah,
what
she's
the
like
actual-
I'm never gonna ask anything else of you, but like I cannot have this baby, like I cannot have this baby get hurt.
Yeah. And I thought she says that after he takes her for a walk or something. Well, no, she has to walk because he gives her a book, remember? And then
oh,
she like
yeah.
clutches it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, we keep jumping.
She clutches
guys.
It.
Yeah. So she falls asleep, and right before she like goes into her subconscious, he's like, "Sorry, Granger."
Oh.
Yeah. And basically, pregnancy sucks for Hermione. She can't have anything go
she
wrong in half. Just like
no,
what
literally,
Draco says.
No, literally later. Yeah. She can't keep anything down.
No.
She's just downing nutrition potion. Yeah. Cannot look at any light.
Yeah, so the elf has to like black out her room. And yeah. then on top of that, she still like puts something over her eye, like her hand over her eyes because she can't handle it.
Yeah.
She's not eating anything. But Draco gives her like a book. He's like, I have a present for you. And it's like this scientific healer-y.
Yeah. It's like a textbook, like a medical textbook
yeah.
on pregnancy.
A magical pregnancy yeah. and which she appreciates.
And she's like, I can't believe he knew that I would rather this than like a, you know, like a self-help.
Yeah, like a what to expect.
Yeah. For witches.
And she's really attached to this book. And he's like, when was the last time you went out? And she's like, beats me.
Yeah. A while ago.
And he's like, all right, we got to go. And I like how she like clutches her book.
She's like, no, I'm going to take this with me. And he's like, you can't take that with you.
Like, and he like sighs and he's just like, oh, like, I'll buy you a new one. If something ever happens to it, just put the book down.
She's like, all right, fine.
And then this is when she comes back and she's like, I will never ask you of anything. Mm-hmm. Like, please just take care of my child and like, don't hurt it and don't let Astoria hurt it.
Yeah.
And he's like, no one's going to hurt your child, Granger. And then she's just like, don't, you're just trying to stabilize me.
Yeah.
Because my mind is like important. She's like, I don't need
you to be my little babysitter. Like, yeah. She's like, after this, like, I'm going to take care of myself. Like, with the elves, you can leave me be.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
But she doesn't eat anything.
Yeah. And she can't.
Yeah. And he's like, is there anything I can do to.
He's like, will you eat anything, please?
What will you eat? And she's like, I don't know, maybe chips from a greasy spoon or crisps. And he's like amused. He's like, really?
He's like, oh, actually? He's like, because I'll make it happen.
Right now. Yeah. I'm going to the Savoy right now.
He's like, Topsy, make up some fries. She's just in and out for like so many weeks.
And she gets so
like garbage.
The headaches are like intolerable. Like, yeah. She's like.
I got to tell you that I feel the most bad about all that, like, head trauma from this fic. Like, I cannot imagine just dealing with headaches
for weeks
and weeks and weeks, and one headache takes me out. Dude, I'm down for the count.
I was just thinking about, like, because Ramadan is coming up and the Ramadan headaches that I
I think I'm gonna need to do like a caffeine cleanse.
Yeah,
because I always say I will and I never do. Somebody hold me to it.
Should we do it together?
Okay.
And then basically, like, while she's like in like an out of consciousness, like, she kind of feels like hands on her hair and her head and her forehead and like massaging her hands, and like,
and she recognizes like the pattern of like treating the Cruciatus curse after effects.
Mm-hmm. And I think she also smells like, what do you smell like? Like cedarwood and stuff.
Oak moss. What is oak moss? And papyrus. The moss
of oak. And then she's 9 weeks pregnant. Yeah. And she wakes up freaking out. Like, she just like bolts up and starts like frantically walking around and like muttering to herself.
Like, she knows she has to like do something or get somewhere. And she knows she has to like hold on.
Yeah. And Malfoy like appears into her room and is like, what? Like, what?
Yeah. She's just freaking out.
Yeah. And she's just like, I don't. And then she starts like, it's like all italicized, these like words that have been spoken to her from like different people.
Oh yeah.
Coming back to her, and she's just like, I have to, like, what does
she
say?
She remembers that, like, she remembers Mad-Eye Moody being like, there's been like a turning point for us for this war. And she remembers like Ginny and Harry and Ron again, and she's like talking to Snape again, and then she's like, it feels like I'm falling. It feels like she's basically falling, and like the past is like opening up and swallowing her.
Yeah. So Topsy appears first. Like, are you needing anything? And she's like, no, but she's still in pain. And she's like, I have to do something. Like, what was it? And then Malfoy operates in front of her, and she's like, I can't remember. I'm supposed to hold. And then she breaks off into a cry.
Yeah.
And remembers that.
And her head is like splitting open, and basically like all of her mental fugues are like cracking open. Yeah, unfuguing. Fugue was a word I learned after Manacled. I didn't know what this meant. But yeah, so basically henceforth is like the flashbacks. I think we should call it a wrap.
Yeah, it was like falling as the past broke free, surging up through her mind and swallowing her.
Yeah.
And that is the end of the first part of Manacled. Mm-hmm, God bless.
It's a doozy.
Thank God we made it through the first half. First third.
This is the hardest part, I feel like.
This is for sure. I think, like, especially when I give it to new people to read, they're like, what the fuck did you just give me?
Yeah.
And I think it's not for everyone, but I forget, like, so much happens.
There's so much detail and like little plot lines that she made, like, and like little instances that all come together, and it's amazing and beautifully done.
Yeah.
Even though it's really twisted and dark.
Yeah.
It like all makes sense, and the flashbacks are the best.
Can't wait to get to that.
Yeah. Even when I start the flashbacks, I'm like, oh my God, there's so much of the flashbacks to get through until it starts like soothing your soul. But it does all start to like make sense.
Yeah. But this was a great first third and a great first setup. Mm-hmm. And Yeah.
And we'll see you in the next one. Yeah. Sorry that the manacled episodes, just be forewarned, they're going to be
long. We just can't not yap, first of all. And we can't not yap a lot about manacled, and we want to kind of do it justice. Yeah. So we just thought we'd break it into
it's a beast among giants. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of this little Dramione book club. Please rate us, preferably 5 stars, unless you're a fan of Montague. Don't forget to click that little follow button to get a notification every time we post, which is every other Monday. And check us out on social media, where we create content quite regularly. Our TikTok is at Dramione Diaries Pod, and our Instagram is at Dramione Diaries. Neha, do you think that we managed any mischief today?
Yeah, with our cortisol levels spiked, we trauma bonded our way through some mischief.
Do you need a calming draft?
For sure.
Bye.